On our first broadcast of Weekend Edition Sunday, the Iran-Contra scandal was in the headlines. The Iran-Iraq war was in its seventh year. The U.S. was officially neutral in that conflict, but unofficially, it supported Saddam Hussein's Iraq. The Soviet Union was the other superpower then, and it was bogged down in Afghanistan. Moonstruck and Fatal Attraction were some of the top movies, and Paul Simon's Graceland won the Grammy for Album of the Year. The past 20 years on this program have produced lots of memories and memorable voices. It all began January 18th, 1987.
Welcome. It's Weekend Edition from National Public Radio in Washington. I'm Susan Stamberg. Here in Studio 3, we're getting set to brew some fresh coffee. Steph Scaggiari is over there at the piano brewing sounds.
And soon, 20 years later, this is Susan Stamberg in a completely different studio, having so much fun listening to these sounds of that very first program. Very different from today. We had an actual musician at the piano in the studio playing, doing little interstitials, all of that, little notes between stories, playing full out for 3 minutes when we had the time for him to be able to do that. It wasn't a news broadcast initially. It was much more a Sunday morning leisure time activity program. So we did crossword puzzles. That was Will Shortz, who made his debut on the very first program. We talked about cars.
Which one of you is Frick and which one of you is Frack?
It's not Frick and Frack. It's Click and Clack.
Uh-huh.
Come on, get it.
The Car Guys made their network debut as well on Weekend Edition Sunday. All sorts of innovative things, but very different from today. 20 years, I can't believe it. Happy birthday.
This is Bob Molesky. I've been a senior producer of Weekend Edition Sunday since 1988. I remember one particular day, 1997, that was quite difficult for us.
The mother of the future King of England and the young woman who wanted to be the queen of people's hearts is being mourned all over the world. We'll have more on the death of Princess Diana this Sunday, August 31st.
We had heard on Saturday evening that there had been an accident, a fairly serious one. So I called our London correspondent. I left him a phone message because he wasn't home. So that next morning, driving into work at about 3 a.m., we heard the news that she was indeed dead. So at that point, got into the office, called up our correspondent, who answered and had not listened to his phone mail messages from the previous evening, had no idea there was even an accident. So he started to scramble, and to his credit, he wound up doing a very nice segment for us, as well as a interview with Leanne about the whole situation. So it was a very difficult morning on a very difficult story, and a relatively large one. Diana had an emotional impact on an awful lot of people, no one less than the new Prime Minister of Great Britain, Tony Blair.
How many times shall we remember her? In how many different ways? With the sick, the dying, with children, with the needy.
My name's Neil Carruth, and I was an editorial assistant and assistant editor at Weekend Edition Sunday from 2000 to 2004. And I guess I'd have to say that one of the most memorable moments for me working on the show was in January 2004, when we got an interview with David Kaye, the CIA weapons hunter and former UN weapons inspector, who had just returned from Iraq with a big announcement.
We have not yet found actual weapons, and certainly not large stockpiles of weapons.
Kaye had been a regular guest on Weekend Edition Sunday and other NPR programs before he took the CIA job. And the interview that he did with us in January 2004 was his first broadcast interview, which was a really exciting moment for all of us. We woke up Monday morning to see that the story had been picked up all over the world, and everybody mentioned National Public Radio, which was a really proud moment.
I'm Stu Seidel. I was the editor of WeSun for almost 7 years, from late in 1999 till late just this past year. And it was one of the great privileges of my professional life. Working on a show at NPR is NPR giving you 2 hours each week to satisfy your curiosity about the world. And after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita hit the Gulf Coast year and a half ago, we went down to Terrebonne Parish in the Bayou country of Louisiana to learn about the oyster business there, and we met up with Steve and Jared Voisin, who were members of a family that owned the Motivated Seafood Company. And they took us out on their boat on the first day that they went to see what damage had been done to their oyster beds. And after seeing boats on land and houses washed away, we saw something else that we just hadn't expected.
Oh, Lord, look at this over here. Is that a cow?
The human death toll from Katrina and Rita in Terrebonne Parish stands at 6 people. But on the bayou, in the water, and along the banks, death is everywhere. Freshwater fish, killed by salt water, float with their gills wide open as they had gasped for a last breath. Cattle carcasses and the bodies of dogs dot the shoreline. The marsh grasses and trees are all brown from the salt water soaking in their roots.
I'm Leanne Hansen, and I've been the host of Weekend Edition Sunday since 1989. And there are so many memorable moments during these Sunday mornings we've spent together. Dramatic moments, Nelson Mandela's release, Saddam Hussein's capture. But I have to admit, the ones that I remember most are those moments when I had a chance to meet some extraordinary people, some of my idols, in fact. The first one was Joni Mitchell. I'd been listening to her music since the first Chelsea Morning on vinyl. But before she came in and we began to roll, one of the first things she asked is, could she have a cigarette? So she, like everyone else, had to go outside and stand by the ashtray at the entrance to National Public Radio. And I would say the number of smokers, even reform smokers, people who had never smoked a cigarette in their lives, went down to have a cigarette that day just so they could say that they had a cigarette with Joni Mitchell.
The colors fade away on such a sunny Sunday.
It's one thing for an artist to come into the studio because it's a very controlled environment. It's another thing to meet an artist on their own turf, and I had the pleasure of being able to go out to Wilson Pickett's house.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
And we walk in the door, and I remember his white Baldwin piano in a room that was dedicated to the piano. I remember his portrait of himself as a young man over the fireplace. And I remember our producer, Carlene Watson, who is a lovely woman with a lilting Jamaican accent. And Wilson Pickett just couldn't get enough of Carlene. I guess that's why they call him the Wicked Pickett. So this 20 years has really been terrific. Thanks from all of us at Weekend Edition Sunday for spending your Sundays with us. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.